glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Let's see the creation of man. Sometimes we've said, and I know maybe you've been guilty of saying it, I've said it many times, well, man was created out of the dust of the ground. No, man was not created out of the dust of the ground. Man's body was made out of the dust of the ground, but man wasn't created out of the dust of the ground. Let me show it to you. Skip on down to chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The Amplified says the spirit of life. Man became a living soul, or essentially a living spirit being with a soul. Now notice something. The Lord God formed man. The word formed there is mold. The Lord God molded man. He took something that already existed. You see, that's not a creative word. Made. Now, you read there where in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. All right, the earth is there. The dust is there. The ground is there. God took something that he had already created and he formed man's body. Now that's the making, the molding. That is not the creation. And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Or the Amplified says the spirit. It literally means the spirit of life. Now spirit in the scripture means wind, breath, air. God took Adam and breathed his spirit life into Adam. Now there's the creation right there. There's where creation took place in verse 7. Of chapter 2. He breathed the spirit life into Adam. Now I ask you, this life that God breathed into Adam, what kind of life was it? The life of God, wasn't it? It was the God life. It was the life of God. What was it actually? It was the spirit of God. That's all it was. It was the spirit of God. So God breathed of his spirit into Adam's body and he became a spirit being that had a soul and he lived in a body. He breathed that spirit life into him. And that spirit was the creation. That is the exact duplication of God's kind. Now see, you go teach this sometimes and people get all upset. Why, you mean to say that we're gods? Well, we're going to get into that just a little further. We are not God, but Adam was created to be God over the earth. Did you know that? The scriptures teach it. Many deny it. But the scriptures teach it. They say, no, that Adam was not created to be God. But did you notice that in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Apostle Paul says, whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not? Now, he's talking about Satan there, calling him the God of this world. Where did Satan get the title of being God of the world? He got it from Adam. That's the only place he could have gotten it. He got it from Adam when Adam fell and turned his authority over to him. And he ended up being called the God of the world. Now, he's God of the world system. He's not God of us. Thank God. But now, here's Adam. He's made in God's likeness, image. Now, image there, I used to say, well, he's created in God's spiritual likeness. And that's true. You see, God is a spirit. And Adam was created when God breathed his spirit into him. Now, if you get a revelation of this, you'll never have any more trouble with saying that Adam was God of this world. Because God transferred the very life of God out of the inside of him. He transferred it to this body he had made out of the dust of the ground. And most of us have missed what he said here. In chapter 1, he gives you an overall view of what God did in the creation. Then he comes into chapter 2 and begins to give you more detailed steps of how he did it. See, over here in chapter 1, he says, so God created man in his own image. Then over here in chapter 2, he says, the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. Well, is he talking about two different men? No, he's still talking about the same one. He's just giving you more detail into how that God did it. Now, back up there to verse 3, and let me point out this to you. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which God had created and made. Now notice, he created some and he made others. Now what you see In verse 7 there is when the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He made that, but he created the spirit man, the creation. He breathed that spirit life into it. That was the creation of man, actually. That's the real man. That's the real man. You can take you a lump of clay and mold you, get it wet and stick it together out here and make you a mud ball, but it's not a man, is it? But God made a man out of that thing when he breathed spirit life into him. The Lord God planted the garden eastward in Eden, and there put the man, or Adam, whom he had formed. See, he says he formed him. Now, let's go back over here. I'm not through with this verse 26. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Now, when he says image, what do you think about when you say image? Have you ever heard somebody say, he's a spitting image of his daddy? Now, where in the world they got that spitting image? I don't know. Unless, you know, back when they used to chew and spit, and the child grew up spitting just like his daddy. I don't know. Maybe that's where they got it. But, you know, you've heard that expression, spitting image. Well, when it says image, I'm convinced that he's really talking about the very form. I used to think, oh, it's just a spiritual thing, and it didn't mean physical. But when you study the Bible, it says that God measured out the heavens by the span of his hand. And that span there of his hand means 9.5 inches. And that's just about exactly what from my thumb to the end of my little finger is, 9.5 inches. So if God appears in a form, he looks like a man. He doesn't appear like a building or, you know, arms big as this building. Abraham saw him walking one day with two angels. And the Bible says he looked up and saw three men coming. And he knew that one of them was the Lord. Well, he surely wasn't 75 feet tall and arms 6 foot around. He wouldn't have said, huh, look at that three men coming there. One of them 75 foot tall, the other's about 6 foot tall, you know. He just said, who is that giant coming? No, he looked just like a man. And see, we need to get our thinking lined up with the Bible here and realize that God is relating to man. Everything, say it with me, everything produces after his kind. So why would God create man a little bitty something when he's a great big something? No, there's some truth here. If you get a hold of it, the devil is in trouble around your house. You are created in the image of God and in his likeness. You are an exact duplication of God's kind. Now, what kind is God? God is a spirit. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. Now, the reason I'm continuing on that and staying on it so long, I want you to get this. I don't want you to miss it. Now, listen. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth. That meant all of it, didn't it? That's what it said. It said all of it. Over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. I got good news for you. You have dominion over creeps. Thank God. Yeah, you have dominion over creeps. Now look at verse 28. God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. Now that means if it gets out of line, you put it back in line. Now he turned this earth over to man. Now this is one thing that is essential in understanding authority, is that God gave the earth lease to Adam. See, there's scriptures that sometimes we think, well, it contradicts itself. Because there's one scripture, Psalms 115, verse 16, says, the heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. But then, in Psalms 24, 1, it says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. Well, now, wait a minute. How can God have given the earth to man, and the earth still belongs to the Lord and all that dwell therein? Which one is right? Both of them are right. And let me show you why it seems to be a riddle. Because we've never understood actually what happened when God delegated this authority to Adam. God said, have dominion over the earth. Subdue it. It's up to you, Adam. It's not up to me. Now I'm going to give you some guidelines. And I'm going to tell you some things that you need to know, but it's not up to me, it's up to you, and I'm not going to lift one little finger to stop you from doing anything that you want to do, but I'm going to tell you now, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of blessing and calamity, the day you eat of that, you're going to die. Dying, you're going to die, the Hebrew says. In other words, he died spiritually instantly, and then his body started dying. He invited death into the earth. Paul said in Corinthians, death came by man. It didn't come by God. There's something you need to know, especially you that may have some terminal disease. The doctors say that there's no hope for you, that death came by man. It was man's choice. It was not God's will. It was not God's will. Death is an enemy of God. It's an enemy of man. And it's the last enemy that will be destroyed, and it will be cast into hell. And you need to know that it is not a blessing from God. And now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we're not all going to die. Here's the reason that death came. It came because of the decision that Adam made. It was not God's will for it to come. But God, in his wisdom, told Adam, you eat of that and you're going to die. Then God left him there and said, it's yours. I give you the lease on the earth. It's yours to do what you will with. And you know he did. He did just exactly what he wanted to do with it. He turned that earth lease over to Satan. And Satan became essentially what Apostle Paul called the god of the world system.
Now before I leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you that our book offer this week is book offer number 7504. It's called Your Spiritual Authority, 180-page paperback. It's $10 plus $4 postage and handling. Now here are some of the chapter titles in this book. Chapter 1 is Man Under Authority. You need to understand you're under the authority of God, but you have dominion through the Word of God, speaking the Word of God in faith. Number 2 is In His Image. You're created in the image of God. Chapter 3, Dominion Through Words. Chapter 4, Keys to Understanding the Bible. Now, if you don't understand the first three chapters of Genesis, you're not going to operate in the great faith the Bible talks about in ever-increasing faith. The key is understanding the keys to the Bible. Number 5 is Noah's covenant. Number 6 is Abraham's covenant. Now, it's important to understand that God made covenants with man. And he did that because man was here on earth to have dominion over this planet. And if you don't understand that dominion, you're not going to take dominion over situations and circumstances. Then we talk about the authority of the body, how your body gives you authority on this planet. Get out and vote. You have authority on this planet. Your body gives you authority. So don't miss it. Get out and vote. Chapter 8 is the authority of the body. Chapter 9 is the authority of Jesus. And if you don't understand the authority of Jesus, you'll never understand his ministry. He was a man. He was born on this. He had a physical flesh, blood, and bone body. And he had that body because he had to have a physical body to have authority on this planet. That's book offer number 7504. It's called Your Spiritual Authority, 180-page paperback. It's $10 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $14. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.